Boone Mayor John Slight, our guest on the program today. Hey, there we are.
We're on. Morning.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Let's see. One, two, three meetings.
Three meetings.
He's counting now. 20 years?
Yep.
So
it's been good. I've enjoyed it.
Well, I had a lot of things, and let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff from the council meeting last night, because yep. What I had to laugh about was 20 years of looking at this desk. I am so glad.
Yeah, I know.
That's one thing that the council did do was set aside some dollars for some improvement within the core, the city hall.
Yes.
Council chambers and stuff like that. Much easier, by the way, with the big video screens to watch what's happening.
It's nice, isn't it?
And again, in the auditorium, you've had a lot of different things that have done. But one of the big things, got the old desks out of there. Of course,
yes.
that getting them out would have been more of a
it
watching
was quite
that.
A chore. So yeah, I last night we presented Swan Creek with a nice plaque and thanking them for they actually came in the old desks, and I'm pretty sure they've been there since 1939, the original desks, and because they haven't changed since I was there, and I
nope.
So they're old and heavy. But anyway, Swan Creek came in and told the city, hey, we'd like to do something, give back to the city. We'd like to do something, and we want to redo all your desks in the council chambers, which we thought was fantastic. So they came and got them, which is quite a chore to get those things out, down the stairs, out to their shop. And anyway, the end result is, I mean, they're beautiful. They really did a nice job on these things, got them back in there. But I wanted to thank them, and not only thank them for what they did there, but just for being a business here in Boone, the people they employ. They've been around a long time. And I, you know, they set out on the edge, kind of. I think sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. But they're been a fantastic business. They do a lot of great things for the community, and they do awesome work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the reality. They really do good work. So I wanted to thank them. So we presented them. They had a few of the employees there, yeah. Which was nice. And
like there, so
I wanted to get a picture with the whole council. It's always just me going. So I go, get up here, everybody.
Get the whole work.
I mean, they
over.
Did your desk. Get up here.
But it was, and that's, again, I know that there's still some talk about what do you do. Those yeah. things, I wonder if they were actually built in there.
I think they were.
Because
I really do.
Getting them out had yeah. to really be a challenge. So anyway, but that was one of the things. So
it's just part of, we've been, you know, putting a little extra money aside to kind of update things a little bit. You know, years ago we basically did the remodel the downstairs, put the elevator in. Which it needed. It just needed some upgrade. We wanted to be handicap accessible as well. But so we needed to focus on that upstairs. So we redid the restrooms. You know,
yep.
They're handicap accessible now. They did a very nice job. Painted the auditorium, redid the floor, which really looks nice. And so we thought we better spend a little time in the council chambers, kind of upgrading it. So we did the screens, the benches now, a lot of painting. It looks good.
It did, but that's one of those things. You did save some dollars and set it aside to do that, and it was going to be a matter of, I hate to say it, but your staff, they're pretty tight with spending your
they
money.
They are.
I will say that.
They just did a great job.
If they could save some money, they certainly could come up with it. But anyway, that turned out really good. Maggie Berger was here last night.
Yes.
And didn't know for sure if she was going to Zoom in the meeting or if she show up, but she was here. And again, another nice report.
Yes.
Principally, you've worked with Spear Financial on a lot of financial things. When you get into doing bond issues and
right.
things like that. But they always take a look at your tax increment information. Mm-hmm. Total debt and cover a lot of that. A lot of that is all stuff that Andrea's already got on hand,
right.
You already have, but it's pretty nice the way they lay it out and show you where things are happening and, again, how the timing goes on it, too. So
I thought it was a good report.
Not a lot of debt.
No, our debt is low, and more debt will fall off as we move forward here. And she kind of indicated if you're looking at doing projects, you know, now may be the time to at least look at that.
Especially on your general obligation,
right.
One where you use property tax.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, and I know even when you were on the council before my time, the city has always, we've been on a fast track to pay back quickly rather than spreading everything out so long. We refinance them when we can to get lower rates. I mean, if you looked at those rates last night, we couldn't get those rates now. So
what was there? There was a 1.1 in there
yes,
somewhere.
Yes, there was. So
I don't think you're going to be refinancing anytime real soon.
I don't think so either. So, No, it was a good report. She said the city's financially in very good shape as far as our debt, and we're just and Maggie, I used to work with her dad, Larry, when he kind of had our account at the city, and Spear Financial, they've been fantastic. Great people to work with. They tell you what you should do, what you shouldn't. You know, if you're thinking about bonding for something, they'll maybe step in and go, well, this probably is not a good time, or it is a good time. Mm-hmm. But they also keep track of those things and say, hey, this may be a good opportunity where you could, you know, a lot of times when we refinance, we've saved $200,000-$300,000 just by refinancing, sure. Not extending the term. We don't do that. And so it's worked out well.
I think the one thing she pointed out was in the general obligation part of your tax levy, which is not overly high.
Yeah.
But she did point out that, again, if that rolls off in 25, of course, you won't be there to worry about it. But yeah. She pointed out to the council, if you allow that to roll off, your property, your tax asking will go down. But if you have anything that comes on, then it's going to about.
It's more of a roller coaster type thing with the taxes where. She says most people like a steady, you know, they don't want their taxes fluctuating, you know, or obviously everybody likes them to go down, but there's always going to be projects. That's never going to go away. There's always things, and we're not unique. I mean, we're an older community. There's things that have to be upgraded. You know, we've done water, wastewater projects, not the, you know, the plants themselves, which we are doing some work on those, but you start doing these big projects, it costs a lot of money. That's when you need to bond. That's when you need to set it out. So you try to kind of keep it at an even flow rather than bouncing all over the place.
And she did point out you use a variety of ways, which has been around for some time. The city has done use a variety of resources to pay the debt.
Yes. So yeah, we have.
And you have a number of, I'm going to call them economic development projects that were included in there.
Yes.
Where you're doing reimbursements on portions of taxes that are paid. People can sometimes wonder, well, they're not paying any tax. Well, they pay taxes, but you give a portion back.
Right.
Because anytime you dig into that, you're going to affect yourself.
We are. So we've tried to really monitor it, keep an eye on it, and I think we've overall done a good job. And it's always good to have a report that says, hey, financially the city's looking good. And our bonding capacity is big. I mean, we could go out and bond, I think she said, upwards of $32 million, which we wouldn't do, obviously. But I think there's communities out there that, you know, they're right up against the wall as far as bonding. So, but see, you got to figure out how to pay it back. That's the issue. So
she said borrowing is not the problem. Paying it back is the one.
How are you going to do it?
So one of the other financial reports you got was from Andrea Almquist. Uh-huh. And this is one of those that has to go to the state, the financial report for the fiscal year that ended June 30th. And when people look at it, they'll say your ending fund balance was $30 million.
Yeah.
But it's not actually
$30
million.
No, she did a good job of explaining that. And we've had people call us out, well, you got $30 million. That is a total of money that in different accounts, money that's already spoken for certain projects, those types of things. So it's not just, hey, the city's got $30 million they have to spend. And that's not the case. There's different accounts that she laid it out pretty well last night with
categories, aren't there?
Yeah, there's categories. And I always tell people that, you know, they think there's some that believe that we just have this big pool of money. We can spend it wherever. Not true. There's money that's for the general fund. That's police, fire, library, parks, cemetery. You've got your road use taxes, which is your public works. You got your water. Has to be used on water, sewer projects. That's what that money's used for. So it's categorized, and by law, you have to use it in those things. You can't just pull it, or not wise to take from one account to that and borrow and whatever.
You do some, but you got to pay it back.
You got to pay it back. So it's watched closely, but that big pool of money is not there like people believe. So
well. There was $26 million was in revenue, and I think, about $6 million was actual property taxes. So there's $20 million you're getting in from other sources.
Right.
So road use tax, one of the big ones. Mm-hmm. Again, that goes for everything from snow removal to doing road projects.
Yes.
One that's we're hoping by Thanksgiving will be done.
Yeah.
That's going to be West Park and
excited
South
about
Marin.
That.
So they're getting there.
Yeah.
Slow but sure. We also had Chris Blocker there last night talking about things that are going on with Convention Visitor Bureau. Pretty nice report, and a lot of interesting things that she brought forward and told you about.
She does a great job. I mean, her enthusiasm, it showed last night as far as, so when Convention and Visitors Bureau kind of broke off from the chamber and kind of created their own entity, and they just, she just took this thing and ran with it, and she's done a fantastic job. She talked about the things they've done at the Iowa State Fair. Super Nationals was a record year again. Nights on the Green.
Couple of rainouts,
but overall good. Soul of Iowa.
That's going to be an interesting one, isn't it?
It is. And that she's shown some drone footage, which was unbelievable, I thought. How a drone went under a moving train, then he went inside the train and come out the window. It's really impressive. All this is to showcase Boone and Boone County. One thing she didn't mention last night, and I know she would have, Seven Oaks brings a huge amount of people to this community. But that's her focus, is promoting Boone and Boone County. And it showed with the hotel motel.
Yeah, the revenues that we're seeing.
Huge. You know,
you go back to 19, it was $166,000 just last year, and fiscal year or annual
right
in 22 was $162,000.
Yeah. We're up to that almost 250.
200, yeah.
That's so amazing.
Pretty impressive.
So,
and again, those are dollars, hotel, motel. That's some of the dollars you get that you've got, the council will have a little discretion.
That's right. We'll have some discretion. That process will happen at the beginning of the year, and there's an application process that you fill out, request some money from this particular fund, and the council does a good job to try to get what they believe is fair and try to get to, it goes out to a lot of, it goes back into the community.
Sure. Well, the big chunk is for, and always has been since it was voted in,
Convention
Visitors Bureau,
right,
to, again, encourage people to come and use our hotels and motels.
Yes.
and thus give you more money.
That's right.
To be able to use. And I know that's one of those, during the pandemic, it was kind of way down, but starting to see a bit of that resurgence again.
Yeah, it's too coming back.
I think the one thing, and she did have numbers for like Boone and Scenic Valley and Rail Explorers and stuff
numbers
like that. We're seeing some pre-pandemic type numbers.
Well, it shows like Rail Explorers, their goal is to have 32,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
They went past that, 32,197. Those are from 44 states, including Alaska and Hawaii. And I always am impressed with the Boone and Scenic Valley numbers as well. 44,228 riders from 50 states, 18 different countries, and 76% of their dinner and lunch trains are sold out. Those are big numbers.
That's a lot of traffic.
And that is bringing people to the community. They're eating at our restaurants. They're staying at our hotels. They're using the local businesses. But that's the whole idea behind Convention Visitors Bureau, to bring that tourism in and make our community grow and help the local businesses.
Okay.
Yep.
I've got to ask you this because I know you'd love to say something. Council did vote to set aside $25,000 for a movie.
Yes.
And people are thinking that money's all gone. But
no.
City's holding that. The people that want to do this production need to raise money.
Correct.
They need to prove that they've raised the money.
That's
before.
Right. So this was this was talked about a lot. Oh, a few meetings ago. It's been kind of ongoing. It'd be a Christmas movie.
Yep.
It would. The focus is the city of Boone, is the town that it would be in. So the council did vote to set aside some money for it. But there's a lot of things that have to be met before that happens. They have to prove that they've raised X amount of dollars. I think it was $200,000. Yep. And as we move forward, so I think we're just kind of waiting. It sounds like they're moving forward on this thing, and they're trying to get the finish up getting those dollars raised.
But so they have to raise that before you give.
Yep, that was part of our goal, is they've got to hit this number before we participate. Mm-hmm. So
at this point in time, money's still sitting there.
Money's
in the
still
bank.
Sitting there, yep.
And not going anywhere, too.
Right.
Did want to, the Economic Development Committee, speaking to one of the very popular programs going on, Downtown Incentive Program.
Yeah.
This is one that's actually going out to the west side of Boone, to 224 State. Carl and Dee McKnight had an app and already have a second meeting set, because I know the committee likes to go out there and take a look at that.
Right.
So that's going to be on Wednesday. This is... I think we've got five or six different projects still going on dollars that have been budgeted. And I know earlier this year, because we had a couple of big ones that came in,
right,
they had asked permission for the council, could we use additional dollars if the point gets here. So far, it hasn't. So those additional dollars haven't been tapped.
That's right. This goes back. We've been doing this for quite a while now. It's an incentive fund to enhance the local businesses to improve their exteriors. So it's worked good. If you look at some of the buildings that have taken advantage of it downtown, they look great. It's kind of a partnership thing. We commit so many dollars. They get the work done.
It's a reimbursement.
It is. It's a reimbursement. And I tell people, we actually get those dollars back because once that building's reassessed and they look at it, go, wow, they've made some improvements. Now mm-hmm. the value goes up on that. It's all part of just that's one of the things for the downtown that we've been trying to do to make it look better and work with the local business owners. So
keep plugging along.
Yeah.
What were some of the other things that came up last night? We do know that we're pretty close, about as close as you can get without officially being done on the did you think it would be done while you were still mayor? I don't know. The ultraviolet, the disinfection project.
I wondered because this thing has taken a long time. Yeah, this is the project down at the wastewater plant. A lot of change orders come into play. A lot of snags in this thing. Finally, we're approaching almost final completion.
We're hoping.
So there's a punch list yet, but it's been a long journey on this project. I mean, this goes back
clear to
two councils ago, at least, where we met with the DNR and they wanted us to spend all this money. We put a plan in place how we would finally get there. We're there. We've committed the dollars to do the project. Now we're just trying to get it finalized. So
one of the first things when you came in as mayor was all of a sudden you had this massive underground improvement on Honey Creek.
Yes.
People will remember all the digging right through town. Massive project.
We did.
Multi-million dollars. So, and by the way, some of that debt is about ready to come off.
I know. It's amazing.
So
it's, time flies. But this was the mandate. We were put under a mandate by the state. There were 16 communities that were told, you will do these projects. We did it. We've continued to work on it. It's never done. I tell people, now you've got to maintain what you've done. Maintenance is a big thing. But I've always said this. We did the project. I fought. I called the governor's office. I remember they were trying to squeeze us on getting this thing done. They gave me an extension because it started out 7 years, then it was 5 years, then they wanted it done in 3 years. I said, we can't do it. And so we worked tirelessly. We did the sewer trunk lines throughout the community. And a lot of people remember because the streets were tore up in front of their house or whatever. But we did do it. We committed to doing it. And I still would like to know if the other 15 communities did as much as we did, because we were and it needed to be done. Don't get me wrong.
And that was when you went to the DNR and said, look, we did millions of dollars worth of work. Can you give our users a break?
We did.
Let's
slow this thing down. Let us commit. We'll commit to doing it, but let us get there. And we explained to all the things we've done, all the camera. If you remember, when I first started, we had a lot of flooding issues, and we were running cameras and finding crossovers where we were taking sanitary sewer or rain or excuse
storm
me
stormwater
was getting,
in
into the sanitary sewer and now we're still doing the I&I project, so it's never ending, but you have to stay on it.
So that's the other part of it. So this is the project that you kind of got at least allowed the DNR allowed you to hold off on it a little bit. Not to say it wasn't going to happen, but it is finally getting done, this disinfection, and they've been using it.
It is.
And so it sounds like it's working the way it's supposed to, but it's been a challenge.
It's been quite a challenge, yes. So
move on from that. What are other things? Let's see, a couple other things that came up. Mostly fire department said getting close to being done with the addition.
Yep, we're close there.
Truck, not until December.
Not until December. By the way, I think it's Friday is the fire department's chili feed, which is always a big hit, does great. Shout out to Hy-Vee and the police department. They had their chili for Shop of the Cop. Huge turnout. I think they raised like $1,500. But I want to thank Hy-Vee because they really, they cook all the chili. They provide the space. They just do a lot. And I want to thank them. But Shop with the Cops, always one of my favorites. You know that.
And, still there.
Still there.
Yep.
And, yeah.
It'll be coming up. They'll get there, well, by Thanksgiving, I think. Association will take a look at all the applicants and get ready to go again.
You bet.
And, I know what I was going to ask you, because I know that Alliant did do the proposed rate increases, electric and gas, mm-hmm. and City is big user. I'm sorry, folks. Yeah. That's where some of it the is. Dollars go. We got to pay for electricity and gas. But we do know that you had taken a position in opposition to it, and I know information's been available.
It has.
We did not get a meeting lined up here in Boone.
No, and we did request one, and they said there's meeting sites were already set, which, okay. Yeah, I'm going to oppose that every time, and I have since I've been there. I understand rate increases and certain things that need to happen, but you know, there's just times when I don't think it's necessary. The reasons they're doing it for and why they're doing it, but yeah, we'll fight it every time, and we've joined in the past with other communities to fight. So,
all right, mostly getting ready now for Thanksgiving. Should we get any winter weather?
I know it. Yeah.
Don't park on the street.
That's
again,
right.
Again, you don't like to tow vehicles.
Glad you brought that up. Quick reminder, keep an eye out for the snow ordinance. You can listen right here on KWBG. Get a hold of City Hall. We'll get you on the notification list. It's very simple.
Yeah.
But we don't want to tow cars. We hate doing that. Actually, it creates a lot of work for us. But when we can get the cars off the street, we can plow with less people. We use less people. We're more efficient, and we plow from curb to curb, and it just looks a lot better. So,
it's all about doing it with a smaller staff.
It is. So,
and you have been.
They do a good job out there.
All right. Boone Mayor John Slide, a guest on our program today. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
And don't forget to go vote, people.
That's right.